Chapter 8. Treaty with the Romans. Judas had heard of the reputation of the Romans. They were valiant fighters, and acted amiably to all who took their side. They established a friendly alliance with all who applied to them. He was also told of their battles, and the brave deeds that they had performed against the Gauls, conquering them and forcing them to pay tribute. They had gotten possession of the silver and gold mines in Spain, and, by planning and persistence, had conquered the whole country, although it was very remote from their own. They had crushed the kings who had come against them from the far corners of the earth and had inflicted on them severe defeat, and the rest paid tribute to them every year. Philip and Perseus, king of the Macedonians, and the others who opposed them in battle, had been overwhelmed and subjugated. Antiochus the Great, king of Asia, who had fought against them with 120 elephants, and with cavalry and chariots and a very great army, had been defeated by them. They had taken him alive and obliged him and the kings who succeeded him to pay a heavy tribute, to give hostages and a section of Lycia, Mysia, and Lydia from among their best provinces. The Romans took these from him and gave them to King Eumenes. When the men of Greece had planned to come and destroy them, the Romans discovered it and sent against the Greeks a single general who made war on them. Many were wounded and fell, and the Romans took their wives and children captive. They plundered them, took possession of their land, tore down their strongholds, and reduced them to slavery even to this day. All the other kingdoms and islands that had ever opposed them they destroyed and enslaved. With their friends, however, and those who relied on them, they maintained friendship. They had conquered kings both far and near, and all who heard of their fame were afraid of them. In truth, those whom they desired to help to a kingdom became kings, and those whom they wished to depose they deposed, and they were greatly exalted. Yet with all this, none of them put on a crown or wore purple as a display of grandeur. They had made for themselves a senate house, and every day 320 men took counsel, deliberating on all that concerned the people and their well-being. They entrusted their government to one man every year to rule over their entire country, and they all obeyed that one, and there was no envy or jealousy among them. So Judas chose Eupolemus, son of John, son of Achos, and Jason, son of Eleazar, and sent them to Rome to establish an alliance of friendship with them. He did this to get rid of the yoke, for it was obvious that the kingdom of the Greeks was subjecting Israel to slavery. After making a very long journey to Rome, the envoys entered the Senate and spoke as follows. Judas called Maccabeus and his brothers with the Jewish people, have sent us to you to make a peaceful alliance with you and to enroll ourselves among your allies and friends. The proposal pleased the Romans, and this is a copy of the reply they inscribed on bronze tablets and sent to Jerusalem to remain there with the Jews as a record of peace and alliance. May it be well with the Romans and the Jewish nation at sea and on land forever. May sword and enemy be far from them. But if war is first made on Rome or any of its allies in any of their dominions, the Jewish nation will help them wholeheartedly as the occasion shall demand. And to those who wage war, they shall not give nor provide grain, arms, money, or ships. This is Rome's decision. They shall fulfill their obligations without receiving any recompense. In the same way, if war is made first on the Jewish nation, the Romans will help them willingly, as the occasion shall demand. And to those who are attacking them, there shall not be given grain, arms, money, or ships. This is Rome's decision. They shall fulfill their obligations without deception. On these terms, the Romans have made an agreement with the Jewish people. But if both parties hereafter decide to add or take away anything, they shall do as they choose, and whatever they shall add or take away shall be valid. Moreover, concerning the wrongs that King Demetrius has done to them, we have written to him thus. Why have you made your yoke heavy upon our friends and allies, the Jews? If they complain about you again, we will do them justice and make war on you by land and sea.